Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Goddamn Wonderful Happenings. That was suggested by Mike Vale 2 on Twitter. We're giving Patreon members early access to our pre-taped episodes, and also we're going to try to do some prizes, you know, giveaways and whatnot, pre-show live stream that you can watch. For all of that, make sure you become a 420 Club member on Patreon. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdoug. Doug plugs, be sure to check out my food podcast, Dining with D&K, on iTunes from Starburns Audio. I'm doing stand-up on Wednesday, December 26th at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, the Improv in Irvine, December 27th, and two shows on New Year's Eve at Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off. Here we are in the space pit with two newbies, two first-time guests. Let's hear it for Blair Saki and Nate Craig. Saki, is that, did I say it right?
Yes, that was amazing. That never happens.
Because people get it wrong all the time, don't they?
Yeah, I don't really correct them either. Because phonetically, I feel like they're right, you know?
Well, what's their first attempt usually?
Sochi.
They go Sochi. And yeah. Do they do it more or less since the Olympics were in Sochi?
More.
So much more.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yeah, yes.
I would have been my guess if you guys hadn't had this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here, Blair and Nate.
It's a thrill.
are you both, how much
yes.
would you say you smoke? Do you smoke a lot, a little?
A couple, three times
just
a week.
Just to be here? I've had some people come on the show, well, I don't really smoke. I'm like, what? Get out of here. Yeah.
No, I smoke. I smoke a fair couple, three times a week, but
yeah,
I could definitely get too stoned.
Do you perform high?
I don't. If I know I'm going to perform, I do not. If I'm going to perform.
If it just happens accidentally.
If
you're
get
already
stoned,
high and somebody goes, hey, you want to do a spot?
We're good.
Okay.
But if it's something that I could mess up by getting stoned, having known I was going to go on stage, then I can mess with my
right,
and I would rather avoid that.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does. It can make you paranoid. How about you, Blair?
I smoke a good amount. My rule is no smoking in the daytime. So today I'm breaking the law.
Thank you for breaking that rule for us.
Yes.
Today.
Sometimes on stage. I mean, not on stage.
So what counts as daytime? Like actual sunset is when you could smoke, or do you have to wait until a certain time?
Till the dark.
Dark. So, because like, you know, this time of year, it gets dark at like 5.
Yeah. So there's loopholes.
You're getting a real good jump on it, but then also it'd be sad in the summertime to be sitting there until 8 o'clock at night before you could finally
just watching
smoke.
It.
Right. Things do get looser in the summer though.
Okay, good.
Everyone
good.
Knows that.
All right. That's just a general rule.
Yeah, it's a law. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, so we loaded up all the pipes on the table with some sativa. This time it's called Grapefruit Haze. And then for an indica we got Grand Slam. Which sounds pretty intense, but we didn't put any indica into any of the pipes because Most of our guests prefer sativa.
I like indica.
Okay, so.
I'm an indica guy, but also I'm an anything guy.
Well, here's the grand slam.
Okay.
So if you want to open that up and you can, you know, pop that into any pipe that doesn't have anything in it already.
Like, yeah, this thing
like
right
this
here.
One's very regal.
This is a
well, that's a
production.
I think that one.
Is this just a display model?
I think it needs to have a little bit of fluid water in it, right? Isn't it kind of a water pipe
yeah,
situation?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, looks like it. Yep.
I think so. So yeah, so but you can do this thing.
Oh, that's cool.
The Wapner.
Yeah, the Wapner.
A gavel.
And you'd like an indica as well?
Yeah, I'll do
this. This is exciting.
Anything,
this is an exciting turn. Let's grind up that indica for you guys.
Yeah.
I've never had two guests that both want indica. This is incredible.
By your observation, what type of people like indica as opposed to sativa?
The people who like indica just want to, you know, go home and sleep.
More of this?
Here. Yeah, let's do it all.
Okay, get it.
Yeah, I'm so excited, you guys. Seriously, the indica the indica gets ignored every week.
Yeah, we're here to change that.
Yeah, and then our guy that does the dabs on the show, Taylor, you know, he just takes the indica with him. I don't take it with me. I just steal the sativa, but
indica does that to you as well. It relaxes you and puts you in the couch. Does that hold true?
That's my story. But I avoid indica so much. I feel like I need to give it more of a chance and see if maybe it's not just going to put me.
I would guess you have given it so many chances.
Well, especially hybrids, and you know, and also when people pass you something and you're like, "What's this?" and they're like, "I don't know," you know, "It's just the weed I have."
That's how I live through my weed life.
Yeah,
I'm like, I have no fucking clue what this is.
Yeah, yeah, but it's gonna get you high, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the main thing.
But not anymore. I mean, now it's titled and labeled and specifically.
Yeah, well, it is in some circles, you know, especially places where it's legal now. There's all that, but there's still plenty of places you go where it's just like, here's my bag of weed that I have, you know. There you go. Give that. Give that a.
This reminds me of like in a movie when someone's about to get tortured and they have all the different. Things Here's, to so choose you, from.
Yeah, and they make the victim look at everything like all of this could happen to you.
Yeah, like I don't know what to go for.
So many of these could be inside you or poking at you.
Yeah.
But let me do this. I'm gonna clean this one out. Oh there you go. You can just both share the old. Wow, you pack a good bowl there, Taylor. Jesus. No tapping this one out.
Nice job, Taylor.
How did you do that? You use a machine?
My fingers.
You're just a man. How do you do it? Oh my God, you guys. We went to the Emerald Cup this last weekend, so I'm probably high for at least the rest of the calendar year.
What's an Emerald Cup?
Any cups you don't go to.
Yeah, I miss most of the cups.
Really?
Yeah, but I've been to some stuff. I just, you know, I'm mostly out there doing comedy.
Where do they do the Emerald Cup?
And this was up in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, right there by the Charles M. Schultz Regional Airport. So all the planes going in and out are sop with camels or dog houses.
Wait, Emerald Cup is a weed fair?
Yeah, it's a weed everything. It's music, it's an exhibition, it's sales, it's smoking right there on the property. It's so much fun. We'll talk about it a little bit more later when my cohorts are out here. Let's talk about you guys. We're finally all getting high now. I feel good about that.
Beautiful.
How's that indica taste to you?
It tastes real good.
Yeah.
Pretty nice in high court.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I put some indica into this guy, and I'm gonna get on the indica train with you.
You're with us.
Yeah, I'm not against you guys. I'm with you. this hit goes out to this is for Penny Marshall. I don't know if you're supposed to laugh when I said that.
Sorry.
But yes, she passed away. And she made some awesome movies. And of course, she was Laverne.
Yes. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. She's the reason all ladies with an L at the beginning of their name like to wear it on a sweater. Mm-hmm. Really can't believe that she didn't manage to outlive Lenny or Squiggy. That's kind of surprising.
They're still kicking?
Those guys are still around, yeah.
What were their jobs?
Lenny and Squiggy?
Yeah.
I feel like they were like...
repairmen?
I don't know, or delivery guys, or...
all the above?
I don't know, or they were always out of work. Like, I think they lived in their mom's basement, one of their mother's basement or something.
Looking for work.
I haven't seen...
they weren't afraid of work.
I haven't seen Laverne and Shirley in a minute. But, of course, now we're going to see clips from it all over the place. High history, let's talk about it. Let's start with you, Blair. First time you ever got high.
The first time I ever got high, I was a freshman in high school, and I think, as the story goes, we lost our last volleyball game for the year, and then the seniors, we went and they went and got a fake ID, got bottles of Bud Light at a liquor store, and then we went to their parents' house. And they were like, here, try this, little freshman. And I was like, okay. And then all went from there. Yeah.
It went well.
Yeah.
You liked it.
I did, yeah.
It's all a Bud Light commercial.
I was a fan. Since. I accidentally, after that, got dreadlocks for a while, but, you know.
It happens to the
when you're young.
To people.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I saw Gone in 60 Seconds, and I was like, that'd be a cool thing for me to do.
Oh, because Angelina Jolie has them in that.
Yeah, she had like bleach blonde dreadlocks.
Yeah, so, sure. She's in that movie for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live your life. She changed back right away.
Yeah. To that movie. She got paid to do that.
Yeah. She got paid to look like that and talk to Nicolas Cage. Crazy experience all the way around. What about you, Nate? What was your...
I did not get dreadlocks.
What's your first time?
Smoked.
Do you recall?
Shake out of a tin can in the woods in between two houses.
Did you know that it was bad weed and that a tin can wasn't the optimal way to do it? Or did you think everything was perfect?
I thought it was real cool. I thought it was real cool. I thought I didn't know that there was different kinds of weed, that there was quality.
Right.
And there was dirt, tobacco.
Yeah, you weren't sitting around going, we got some shake.
No.
Got this shake I've heard so much about.
No, it was the demon's weed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so you didn't get high, but you thought you were high. Or you enjoyed the process?
First time I still had to smoke a couple times before I got high, I think. I can't tell you how good I was at smoking shake out of a tin can, Doug. But it probably wasn't very. So I didn't get stoned for a couple times. And then the first time I was stoned, I ate Mambas. And that's when I knew I was stoned.
Hmm. I love Mambas.
Oh yeah, I know what those are. I don't know if I've ever eaten one.
Chewy now and laters.
Yeah. I might not have ever had one.
They're healthy now and later.
Let's get some of those run over here. I don't think that's gonna work. Just casually say in the room, let's get some of those.
I'd be impressed.
Oh, you're all busy? Okay. Everybody's got a job to do here.
I'd be impressed. If you could find Mambas.
We don't have somebody that's like a runner.
Maybe that's why you haven't eaten Mambas, because I don't see them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't see Mambas.
I can picture them.
Yeah,
I can picture the package, and I feel like I see it somewhere fairly regularly.
Vaguely, like I feel island like I've seen font.
It recently.
Yeah.
Gorgeous packaging.
Yeah, but somehow it doesn't draw me in. I like all candies, but
the big long ones have four smaller containers in them, and each one of the smaller containers has four pieces of each fruit.
I never understood why they did that.
It's kind of fun.
Is that why they do it?
I think I might have only done it once.
Because it's fun?
And I remember it fondly.
Yeah, it sounds like a great experience that you had.
Me when I was young, I was like my grubby little fingers. I'm like, oh my God, I have more shit to undo, you know? What? Why the inside packaging?
Yeah, I don't know, but I like that they separated them. Felt like each separate package of flavors.
You're pro-segregation?
In Mambas, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be clear about that. Why is that so important to you in a Mambas? And is one of them a Mambas or is it a Mamba?
Dang.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you think that that's a tough question?
I got brain some twister.
I got some more difficult questions coming up. You just wait.
They're Mambas.
Yeah, I was gonna go with an S too.
Yeah, like no, it's no, one no, M&M and M&M.
I was saying no S, but I had to use an S to say it.
Oh. Because M&Ms are one M&M. One of them is an M&M.
M&Ms.
Yeah. They're not an M and an M and an M and an M until you have a whole bag of M's. We got people we got to mention.
Mamba, no S.
That are on Patreon. They support this show. They keep the joints lit, as we like to say. Bernie Big Earn Lara Jr. That's a lot of name. We've run out of time for all these other names. Anthony Ammerman, Jack Mayer, Villalobos, Wendy Daly. Hey, a lady. Brian Gilbert, back to men. Phil C-R-H-A, how would you pronounce that? C-R-H-A.
Cra.
You're going Krah? Krah Maga? Mm-hmm. Tyler Rosewood, Anthony Guigis? Guigis?
Spell it.
G-U-I-R-G-U-I-S. Girgi?
Girgi. Girgi. Yeah, perfect. Girgi. You nailed it.
Yeah. And then Sam Hook. And we'll keep reading names. Because we know how much people love to hear their names just read off of a list. It's like when I'm waiting around at the gate at the airport, I've got my ticket, everything's fine, there's no reason for them to call for me, but when I hear them do an announcement, like they're calling somebody over, I want to win all the time. You know what I mean? I just want that to be my name, even though that's probably a problem. You really shouldn't want to be called over.
It's a rush.
It's like when they're saying somebody left something at security, I'm always like patting myself down going, am I the one? All right, so.
You have fun at the airport.
I try. I'm there so much. For all my road dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com. And for more with Nate and with Blair, come back here or stay here during these messages. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now, only on Peacock.
Hey, are you in debt? It sucks, doesn't it? Especially when you can't afford to pay off your credit card every month and get hit with thousands of dollars of interest every year because of it. It can feel like a never-ending cycle, and that's why Lending Club wants to help you out. Since 2007, Lending Club has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. What does that mean? Well, with Lending Club, you can consolidate your debt or pay off credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. No more going to the bank or dealing with high-interest credit cards charging you exorbitant fees. Just go to thelendingclub.com, tell them about yourself and what you want to borrow, pick the terms that are right for you, and if you're approved, your loan is automatically deposited into your bank account in as little as a few days. Lending Club is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with over $35 billion in loans issued so far. So if you're tired of fighting your debt alone every month, go to lendingclub.com/Doug. Check your rate in minutes and borrow up to $40,000. That's lendingclub.com/Doug. lendingclub.com/Doug. All loans made by WebBank. member FDIC equal housing lender. I've always wanted to say that.
They'll search you.
Hey, we're back. We're back in this basement. We're joined by Alicia, who's going to lay down some pot topics. And we're gonna try to discuss them, and then we also might do a. Let's do that. Let's go back and forth between pot topics and my silly questions.
Ooh, all right. What do you want to start with?
I guess I should start if you're gonna take a hit.
This weed is so pretty in this pipe. I'm really impressed. Do you see that? Anyway, he's not impressed.
Several purples.
Let's
wait
anyway.
And see what a caveman thinks about this.
Oh, man.
What's the first pot topic?
A minute. Pot topic.
So, weed is now legally recreational in Canada. We've been talking about that a lot. But there are still people that only get it medicinally and go through their green card. And to do that, you have to get it through the mail. It's their only option for receiving it. But now Shoppers Drug Mart is the first place that people will be able to order medical marijuana online.
In Canada.
In Canada. Yes.
And can you be a non-Canadian and sitting around up there and order it, you think?
No, you have to be a Canadian citizen with your medical marijuana card for Canada.
Okay, so you got to make a friend when you go up there, I guess, if you want to get it that way.
I mean, I guess if you really want to get it online. Yeah, that's okay. The way to do it.
All right. And what's that supposed to, like, what's the... Is there some sort of logic behind that system? Is there some reason they're doing it that way?
I don't know if there's a reason, other than I think, you know, it's nice to give people more options than having to send in paperwork and receive it in the mail, so.
Okay. Nate, what do you think?
I've never ordered weed online.
Ever? Have you had it, like, delivered?
Never had it delivered to my house.
I love delivery. I'm a big delivery fan.
Most of my neighbors do, yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's kind of like you're just sitting at home wishing you had weed, and then somebody brings it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple steps in between there. But still pretty smooth.
Magic.
Yeah. Okay. My turn?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. This is a little quiz thing we do on the show called Marijuana Know Something? I'm going to ask a question. We're going to try to figure out the answer. I don't know the answer. What is the first toy to be advertised on TV? Seems guessable. It doesn't seem knowable. It doesn't seem like any of us would just know that.
Jax.
I was thinking Jax, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
But
sad.
Is there, like, a brand name behind that or something? Or do they just go, Jax, try them out sometime?
J-A-X or something?
Yeah, if you invented Jax, you get Jax.
I mean, I don't remember ever seeing a commercial for Jax.
What about, like, Lincoln Logs?
See, those are at least, you know.
Or like a yo-yo.
Made by the Great Lincoln.
A yo-yo would make a cool
commercial. I feel like yo-yo's a good guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't you think yo-yo? Like a Hasbro or somebody would make yo-yos, right?
Yeah, or Mattel, something.
Something Barbies. Mattel. It could be a Barbie.
Like a doll of some. Yeah,
Operation.
Barbie.
I thought either Frisbee or Hula Hoop.
I'm going to stick by yo-yo.
She's going yo-yo, you guys. Don't try to stop her.
You probably should. I don't know.
Dang, I liked your confidence. I was going with you.
I was trying really hard to maintain it, but the more I was thinking
and then
about
you came
it.
Came back.
A toy.
Lincoln Log.
Oh, you're taking her Lincoln Log thing?
I like how you made it singular again.
One Lincoln Log.
Lincoln Log.
Jax. S or no S?
You're not
Jack.
Blair? What do you think?
I'm gonna go Barbie.
First toy, Barbie. I mean, this first toy must have been, what? Like, when would the first TV advertisement be? Like, in the 50s?
Barbie was the first TV ad. Barbie was looking rough.
I disagree. I think she was internationally recognized as spectacularly looking, no?
Yes.
Barbie's the standard to which
we've all been impressed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still sticking with hula hoop or frisbee, and I'm just going to say hula hoop.
Okay.
Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Don what Rickles, year? Rest in peace.
What year did Mr. Potato Head start?
He must have started around the same time as TV commercials. Early 50s. Yeah.
Interesting.
Great question. Next pot topic. Now, there's no right answers here. This is just something to discuss.
That's true. I won't quiz you. So it's not 2019 yet, but lawmakers in a bunch of states have already pre-filed for weed-related or cannabis reform bills. So in Missouri, there's a state lawmaker who's drafted a piece of legislation that would legalize cannabis for adult use, but it would not establish a retail sales system, meaning that people would actually have to grow their own. In Virginia, there's at least one decriminalization bill, which will be on the table. In Texas, in both the House and Senate, they had pre-filed at least 12 marijuana-related bills, and these cover everything from constitutional amendments to fully legalizing to regulating to just decriminalizing in some places. And then in Nevada, there's a couple of proposals to revise cannabis tax policies to create a state bank that these weed companies could actually bank through. And also possibly regulate hemp cultivation. I love hemp.
That bank thing's really important because these weed companies having to deal all in cash is like not a particularly convenient.
Yeah, that's very inconvenient.
Yeah, I think we reported last week that even taxes, they have to have somebody from the IRS come sit down with them and go over their cash, like sit down and count it out with them. It's insane.
Did you hear that in more legalization news that Mario Cuomo is in New York saying that he's going to try to get weed legalized for recreationally within a few months, is what he just said.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought New York already was recreational.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just it's just like a ticket, and there's probably still lots of people still incarcerated unfairly. So hopefully if he gets his way and it becomes recreational there, they'll also let everybody out of jail.
Yeah. Yeah, they should. They should do that.
Both of those things would be neat.
We're going to talk about that, actually.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
No, it's all right. It's a,
to predict a,
it's a
topic.
Good transition into it.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I'll do another one of mine if you want.
I'm ready.
All right. Lara, want to know something? I don't like this at all.
Oh.
What percentage of the world's population is left-handed?
Oh. I thought it was going to be something way weirder. Left-handed.
Well, how do we know? How can we know?
20%
is left-handed?
Right? 20 sounds about right, maybe, but...
I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to go, like, 15?
I mean, they have to make things for left-handed people.
7%.
Oh.
Oh, you're wild, Nate.
I mean,
7%.
I mean, what would really blow everybody's minds is if it was like higher than 50.
Is anyone in this room left-handed?
72%.
We have one left-handed person in this room.
Out of
so
10.
Multiply this by everyone else, and it gets you to about.
So that makes it 10%.
I'm gonna go 17.
All right.
Final answer.
I gotta write these down. Because these are all going to be close. And it's going to be closest without going over. So, Alicia.
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yeah, Alicia says what?
17.
17.
Yep.
Nate, what are you going for?
7%.
7. Blair?
Do I want to go 20 or 15? I'll do 15. Okay. I feel like my body's melting.
All right. Well, the only way I could see myself walking away with this one is by saying 18. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It might be in the 20s, though.
It might be, yeah.
I think it really
is. Yeah, I might win this sucker.
I think you may have.
Yeah, here we go. Also, I mean, the answer should shock us. Like, the answers to these are not normally, you know, where you go, okay, makes sense. 10%.
Ooh.
That was my first guess.
10%.
Yeah, so Nate, you won.
Well done.
That's high.
You won nothing, Nate.
It's a little bit high.
Wow, 10%. And I did it. I used science to figure it out. I said there's 10 of us in this room and one.
That was scientific.
I almost just said one has it. One has that left-handed disease.
One has
it. Can you imagine?
One person here has it.
Has it. Everything's okay with it? You're living a good life? Yeah.
Do they count the like ambidextrous or do they not fall into this?
Oh yeah, that's right. I think ambidextrous is like taught rather than can they just do it naturally?
They can definitely do it naturally.
My mom's ambidextrous.
Yeah.
She writes with one hand and eats with another.
So yeah, which restroom is she going to? Well, how does she self-identify? wow. Okay. So.
She identifies as left-handed. She does.
We'll have to look that up sometime.
I would too, probably.
That'd be a fun thing to know how many ambidextrous people are. I bet
which one does she? Which one does she write with?
On her left.
Her left.
Yeah.
So she's left-handed.
Yeah.
She does favor the left.
I think so, yeah. But she uses her right for a
That's just because she can. It's a show-off move.
It is a show-off move.
To make left-handed people feel bad that they're just stuck with that.
It's only annoying if you're, like, eating next to somebody and your elbows, like, you're using that same elbow. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
The only?
Is when you're eating close to someone.
So you're down in the post?
Eating on planes.
I like, yeah.
Eating on planes is the worst part about there being
Everything.
Left-handed people in the world. okay, your turn. And I'm out of turns. I got no more questions.
I'll just keep talking then.
Yes.
Altria, they are the company that owns Marlboro. They are investing $1.8 billion with a B in Canadian cannabis company Cronos Group, giving them a 45% stake in the company, with the option to go up another 5%. Or I'm sorry, up to 55% in the next 5 years.
Are people like upset about this or anything?
I mean, I think there's definitely a fear about this big business entering into cannabis selling. But
yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'm glad that you know, these big companies are kind of making it mainstream and, you know, taking away the stigma. But at the same time, you know, we don't want rich people to get all the money from it. It should create new rich people.
No, like I love the local growers. I think that was one of my favorite parts about this weekend. It's just kind of that like very community feel.
We were at the Emerald Cup for those of you just joining us, and it was so much fun meeting everybody. But that is the upside to. Somebody told me it's not everywhere. I don't know the exact configuration of it, but in a lot of places where they've legalized weed, it's legal to grow your own. And to me, that's the one thing that's going to keep big business, you know, at arm's length, is that you could always just say, well, fuck it, I'm not going to pay all this money for weed, I'm just going to grow my own. And anyone can say that.
It's a big undertaking, in some places.
I mean,
that's like taking on a whole
new
hobby.
It is, but you know, there's people putting out, that's another thing we learned about at the Emerald Cup, is there's lots of people, you know, lessons on how to do it and books and, you know, all sorts of, lots of help out there if you do, just want to, you know, do it yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you get a license to grow weed, do you have to have a location? Oh. Do you have to have an address registered to the license?
I would guess.
I would think so.
They would have to, right?
I'd be curious, because...
I mean, I know, like, since it's been legalized in California, you can just buy one of the plants and take it home, and they don't question that.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if you're actually, like, growing to sell. Couldn't tell you.
That's just my question.
Thanks a lot.
It's a good question.
Thanks a lot, news girl.
I was trying to think it out. I was trying to think it out for him. It wasn't working.
Well, you know, I think we've done a great job. We've learned a lot here today. Is there any parting words you want to say?
You can follow me on Twitter at Alicia L. Glass. And send me some pot topics you'd like to see covered next.
Oh, yeah. Get them in there. All right, you know, our next new episode, we're going to pre-tape one later today. Our next new one will be out on Christmas. Then we're going to do an archive episode release on New Year's Day. And then hopefully we'll be back the Tuesday after that, which will be January 8th. Thank you, Alicia.
Hey, thanks, Alicia.
Stick with us, Nate and Blair. We will be right back.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity.
It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is sponsoring the show so that we can remind you not to drive drunk. We all know the risks of drunk driving. You get in a crash and total your car, people, including you, could get hurt or even die. In fact, around 29 people are killed every day in the U.S. because of drunk driving. That's one person every 50 minutes who dies because someone decided to get in their car after drinking. And even though drunk driving is on the decline, it still kills more than 10,000 people each year. But even if you don't crash, driving drunk can have a major impact on your wallet. You could get arrested and have to pay huge legal expenses. You could even lose your job because of it. And not doing it is easy. Before you start drinking, just take a minute, 1 minute, and plan a safe ride home. Designate a sober driver or just decide you're going to use an app to call a car and pick you up. And if you see a friend who's been drinking get into their car to drive home, save their life and their wallet and get them a sober ride. Take their keys if you have to. They'll thank you later. I did it once, and that's exactly what happened. I got thanked. We all know the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You're wrong if you think it's no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.
I
like that idea. We got Nate's going to roll something right here on our table.
A blunt.
Is there a knife?
I love it. A knife. You need a knife?
You got one.
To cut the
what
blunt.
What do you need a knife for?
Cut the blunt.
Just split it with your hands.
Oh, here comes.
Oh.
Knife flying in. Oh my God. Wow, that is cool.
Thank you.
It's got a real good feel to it. Look at this crazy thing.
Ooh.
Nate Craig, new album, Preferred Customer.
Yes, sir.
Available on iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere else. So, like, you think they have them at, like, Pinkberry?
I haven't checked.
They got them everywhere. Watch Maniac on Netflix. You're in Maniac?
Yes, sir.
The thing with Emma Stone and Jonah what's Hill. His name?
Yeah.
Jonah?
Yeah. I played
Jonah Hill?
Jonah's brother, Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was great.
I haven't seen it yet.
I think it's really good.
A lot of people love it. Emma Stone got a Golden Globe nomination for it.
She should,
it's cool.
Yeah.
I watched it. It's super weird, but enjoyable.
But like, feels like it's gonna all be like very dreamlike. And
yeah, that's
hard
that's
for me to watch when
like.
I'm high.
Why can't I close it?
I don't know, but be careful, because it's a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw it back over to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, here we go.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, here.
Thank you.
Somebody come. There you go. Thank you. Upcoming live shows we can see Nate Craig are at Madison, Wisconsin, December 21st and 22nd.
Yes, this Friday and Saturday at the Brink Lounge
if
you're in Madison.
Yeah. At NateCraig.com for tickets and Go Bananas Comedy Club, Cincinnati, Ohio February 7th to the 10th.
You love that place.
I love Go Bananas, yeah. I go there at least once a year.
You crush it at Go Bananas.
And then I proceed to Go Bananas. They don't even have like any kind of banana flavored things on their menu or anything. I would go crazy with that. If
really?
That
was bananas labor, is an underrated club. Flavor.
Right?
Yeah.
I just had a banana Laffy Taffy yesterday. It really.
I love those.
Really, it really turned my day around.
They should just give away like banana runts there.
Oh, banana runts.
And banana smoothies.
Ooh, that would be good.
Blair Saki, check out. I think I love this already. You're in something called Dear Owen Wilson?
Yeah, it's my show.
And why, what happened to Owen Wilson?
It's a comedy show based off a letter I wrote to him in 2007 after his suicide attempt, and I wanted him to feel better. And just like, now I loved him. But then I started a show and comics read letters to celebrities they love growing up, and then I interview them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's at the Lyric Hyperion Theater here in LA Thursday. This Thursday at 8. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And it's Blair Saki, SOCCI, on Instagram and Twitter. Blair spelled normal, right? Is there another way to spell Blair?
I think sometimes people throw an E on there, and you know, yeah. I celebrate them as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And our next show here is going to be December 25th. We're going to tape it today, but it's going to be very festive for you guys to watch on Christmas Day if you're into that sort of thing.
Dab time?
Yeah, why not? Did you do one already?
I sure did.
What is it?
I did some strawberry banana from this company Field that I got in Santa Rosa at the Emerald Cup.
How much does it taste like strawberry banana?
Not really at all. It does have like
why use those words then if it's not gonna taste like that?
And I learned this somewhat recently, so I feel kind of on the outside, but they split the strains into fruit and gas into the. So you have like sour diesel,
right?
Is a gas,
yeah.
And then a lot of the fruit flavor. So it just kind of splits the, I don't know, the nodes when you smell it. I don't know. I don't know the like, specifics, but
yeah.
With all the like fruitier strains, they tend to name them with fruits, and then all the gassier strains, they name different gases around.
All
and
right.
So this is definitely.
I can't think of another gas though.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a lot of like diesel spin-off strains and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure.
So this is definitely one of the
all right.
fruitier strains.
Well,
let me give
that a whirl before we invite our guests to take the plunge.
Oh no.
You know, just to show that it's all safe.
Definitely.
Nothing will happen.
careful with it might fall.
All right, so that's like, that was one thing we saw up at the Emerald Cup is sometimes people will just have a giant glob
yeah.
When they go to do a dab. And thank you to everyone there that let me do their, hit their dabs. Because they're just there with their rigs and stuff. On the Christmas episode next week, we brought back a rig that we're going to use on the show. See, that's a good tease to get
yeah,
people to
exactly.
watch.
It's that
Nate
cool one,
and Blair
too.
Feel like bad they're not going to be here. They're all FOMOing over there.
FOMOing hard.
It's a hard FOMO.
Did you quit?
Have any of you ever dabbed before?
It's been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it has happened.
Yeah.
What was your experience like?
I was way too stoned.
Okay.
It gets you a lot higher, a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Than other things, for sure. But that was very nice. That was that was very smooth.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite strain, strawberry banana. It's always pretty consistent.
It consistently does not taste like strawberry or banana.
Not at all.
Got it.
How's that blunt coming along?
Jeez. Slowly.
Yeah. Quit a while ago.
Yeah, what's the story with that? Is it just did you put too much in there or
in there? Yeah.
Does the blunt not reach or
I don't have enough spit to roll a blunt.
Well, that's what I love about a good blunt is that somebody's mouth has been all over it.
Oh man,
I got it.
Oh yeah, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing this? Are you just trying to do this for the first time?
No, I've rolled blunts, not maybe enough to be doing it too stoned, but I've rolled several thousand blunts.
Several thousand. So you're blaming this on the how high you are right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so glad you are the one that decided to do this.
Yeah.
Well, could you roll them?
Could I?
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's going well.
It is a good thing that he's doing it.
I feel like the pace has maybe just slowed down. Mm-hmm.
Are you good at rolling them?
Only gotten slower since you guys started.
Yeah, it used to be really good. When I hurt my thumb, I had to kind of relearn how to do them, but.
That's probably what pushed you into dabs.
Yeah, I was like, you know
what? Can't fucking roll a blunt with this thumb.
Nope.
I sure can light this thumb on fire with a nice little torch.
Sure can.
Holy cow, you guys, this episode's going by so fast. So, are you both officially passing on doing dabs today?
I am, yeah.
Yeah?
I am too.
I think that's fair. It's reasonable.
Yeah, understand.
So, don't read the comments.
Yeah, don't do it.
I urge you to try it someday at some point.
I'll do another one.
Especially if you ever feel like, maybe I'm not getting as high as I'd like. You know, you get a little too, build up too much of a tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
It's we'll smoke turned this out blunt to be instead,
kind
though.
Of a good next, yeah,
do it. Light
let's
it
get
up.
It going.
I would have done that if it was the only thing I was doing. My body already feels right? like a waterfall right now.
Yeah, okay.
So I put this... grapefruit haze in there.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's a sativa.
With the blunt. Indica that you gave me earlier.
All right, let's do it. I'm excited. This doesn't happen often enough on the show, you know?
It's true.
Because I certainly can't roll anything.
It looks like it turned out nicely.
Pretty great. So that's all that being high affects your blunt rolling is that it just takes 10 minutes instead of 3 minutes.
Mine, yes.
I mean, that was like one of those cooking shows on the, Food Network where like, somebody's like, their dish looks like a complete disaster, and then they fucking get it together, and suddenly it's amazing. But we gotta go. We've only got like 20 seconds left, so thank you to Blair and to Nate and to the Dab Master and to the Hot Topics girl and to everybody watching.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Christmas Day. Come watch our Christmas Day show next Tuesday.
Merry Christmas.
One more reminder to not drive drunk. You can get in a crash, people could get hurt, or even die. If that doesn't already give you enough of a reason, it could also get you arrested, create major legal expenses for you and your family, or even cost you your job. It's not worth it. Just call a car or a sober friend and get home safe. We all know the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure, you're wrong if you think it's no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.